This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hey, we're all set, Cox, a lot. Hour number two of USA Press. I was just thinking that the guy in the big chair says he's a Catholic, goes to church, you know. Wants you to believe that he is a Christian and a man of faith. And, probably wants you to think he does God's work. But what he says, the lies that he tells, those are sins. Those are sins. Those are against what God wants us to do and against the Catholic Church. So what happens to someone who is a habitual sinner, who steals other people's work, and who says he's a Christian? Is that a paradox? Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. And folks, again, I always say, don't believe a word we say. Verify it. You know, with all the articles we've given on heart attacks and blood clotting, you know, and I've mentioned this before, ask your physician to have you take the D-dimer test, which basically discloses microscopic capillaries clotting. And you need to verify what we're saying here. You need everything that we talk about, you need action, okay? Because this is, America is about to fall. The world's about to fall. We are letting the powers that be legalize genocide, eugenics, and murder. Okay, I got to move on. I got so many articles.
Hold on one second, please. Just to put an exclamation point on what you just said. Class, when I had those meetups, I said, look, at some point, Vinny's not going to be here. My job is to teach, and I was talking to the meetup group. My job is to teach you how to think, because if Vinny's not here, you're going to have to think for yourself. I'm not going to be there to think for you. What Rich just said, if you read between the lines, is you have to make your own decisions. You have to ferret out the truth. You have to take care of you. We're not always going to be here. We could be shut down any second. Not that we want to be, but we could be. Because the people who are in charge and running the show are really ruthless. They are really powerful. And they're really evil. So we could disappear at any point in time. You have to think for yourselves. Don't believe a word we say. Ferret out the truth for yourself. Not that we're lying to you. But we want you to verify so you get in the habit of verifying, so you can stand on your own. You know, if you want to do some carpentry, Vinny's not going to be there to help you. You're going to have to learn how to do it yourself. If you want to learn about medicinal plants, or hunting, or fishing, or preserving, Rich is not going to be there to help you. You're going to have to do it for yourself. Rich?
Thank you, Vince. Well, you know what? This is, when I mention healthcare and the things we talk about, this is, to me, the most important thing. Again, the three narratives that don't get discussed are healthcare, or the bioweapon, election fraud, and climate change. All these things need to be discussed, folks, okay? I mean, this is about to take down humanity, and it is taken down. Look at all the information I've given on all these heart attacks and blood clots and brain aneurysms and amputations, and I mean, look at the deaths. Look at some of these studies, like the Canadian study, and all the. I get these every week. Every week, I mean, one of the latest studies I just mentioned today was 150,000 Americans dead. Can you imagine if this was done by guns? think about that. They'd be coming into your house, taking your butter knives, taking your toothpicks. You think totalitarianism and communism is bad now? Can you imagine if this was mass gun murder? Okay, I got to move on here, folks. But one last thing. I know I go off into a lot of tangents, and it's my fault. I never get to what I want to, but I try. I want you to remember how Vince made a point here. I want to put an exclamation point on what he said about how these people are evil. Big Pharma, and I mentioned this before, and you can look at the writings from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., look at his new book. Basically, Big Pharma needs children to be getting a recommendation on the vaccination. Of course, when I say vaccination, this is a radio program, so I'm using air quotes. Okay, basically, it automatically gives them liability immunity when they can get children recommended. So it not only eliminates consent ties to the parents, to the pedophilia, but gives them liability immunity with the emergency authorization. I want you to think about that. Without it, they need the kids. They need the kids, even though all the information on myocarditis and pericarditis and deaths and all the other adverse events, it doesn't matter. Basically, it's the law, how they get the kids as a recommendation. And then once they get the kids to be approved, they have liability immunity. I want you to think about how evil that is, folks. All right, I got to move on. Minnesota Medical Board harasses doctor for prescribing ivermectin. Think about how evil this is, folks. Look at all the early treatment, not just ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, all the other therapeutics that Dr. Brian Artis and all these other people talk about. They don't even mention exercise. These people don't mention vitamin D. These people don't mention vitamin C, vitamin B, vitamin A, zinc, vitamin D3. They don't mention any of this stuff because they're making money, making you sick and dying, while one of their major agendas is depopulation. Okay. Masks purposely being forced on children to dumb them down by depriving their brains of oxygen. Look, we've talked about the hypoxia, the hypercapnia, the long list of psychological and physiological disorders. Masks are two, there's a lot of motives for the masks. The two main motives, the first one's fear, because it's a sign saying, uh-oh, something's wrong. We have a disease. Everybody needs to be promoting fear. And the second one is to give anonymity to corrupt police to invoke violence against the people to create a totalitarian regime. I've said this before. Next, hospitals beg fired unvaccinated nurses to come back to work after staff shortages. I want you to think about, I've read articles where they're hiring traveling nurses who don't have to be vaccinated. Think about that. And they're way more expensive to hire. I mean, I'm reading 3-4 times the salary. I want you to think about this. This is a purposeful takedown and takeover. Think about it. You purge the military, you purge the healthcare system, and we get attacked by enemies. Not just foreign, but here in America. What chance do we have, folks? Think about that. You really think this isn't planned? Next. New York governor drops COVID vax requirement for transportation workers, citing crew shortages. Can you see what's happening here, people? Next. NYPD vax passport enforcers break up child's birthday party after demanding vaccine papers. Octone! Octone! A Hitler! I want you to think of all the evidence, all the effort, all the taxpayer dollars put into the propaganda saying that Donald Trump and Republicans and patriots were Nazis all these years. I want you to think about how you've been played. You've been duped. You've been conned. Next, we have a video right here of Bill Gates laughing at punishing, the unvaccinated. vaccinated when we all know the vaccinated are the ones getting sick, hospitalized, and dying and producing the so-called variants? How many hundreds or thousands of these articles have we given? Next, Biden regime actively preventing life-saving monoclonal antibody treatments to Florida and Texas. The reason why I put that in there, folks, I've heard good things and I've heard questionable things. Because for monoclonal antibody, you got to pick the right strain. Okay? Now, I have mentioned so many damning articles about GlaxoSmithKline, who's one of the leading companies that sell monoclonal antibody treatments. I've given rap sheets on their illegalities and criminal crimes that they've been caught doing. I just want you to think about that. How do we absolutely 100% know, and have they proven there isn't mRNA technology, there isn't spike proteins, there isn't graphene oxide in the monoclonal antibodies? Just asking. We need to ask these questions. The system is no longer worthy of trust. Next, England's Boris Johnson confirms over 90% of people in the ICU on ventilators are fully vaxxed but not boosted. And how many articles have we given, folks? The more shots you take, the lower your immune system goes. Look, it's not just diagnosed as COVID. It's diagnosed as cancer. It's diagnosed as autoimmune disease. It's diagnosed as everything. Because this is what happens when you lose your immune system. The spike protein in the injection is a bioweapon defined under U.S. law. It's patented genocide. The DOJ has sold out and threw Americans under the bus, including Congress. Our government is bought and paid for and is incapacitated. Next, CDC warns people against going on cruise regardless of vaccination status. How many articles have we given about the so-called outbreaks of fully vaccinated ships? People getting sick, oh, they're getting COVID. Because this is why they don't want the vaccinated and the unvaccinated to mix, because the unvaccinated are the control groups. It's just like people taking placebos in a study, which isn't double-blinded anymore, which isn't peer-reviewed anymore, which isn't placebo-controlled anymore, because everything, the outcome is already bought and paid for. The conclusion is bought and paid for. I wish I had more time. Next. Vaccinated people are dying from autoimmune attacks against their own organs. Look what happened to our own Dr. Sheely. He hugged somebody, got the virus shedding transmitted to him, and he was in a bad state. Do you have any comments on that, Vince?
I just would like people, if you would add Dr. Sheely's full recovery to your prayers. Yes, what you said is what Dr. Sheely said on air a couple Mondays ago. That's exactly right. He was comforting someone who had the vaccine, who had a heart attack, and right after that, Dr. Sheely said that he got a stroke. And it took him a couple of weeks to, regain most of his function. He's recovering.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans, let's Rich, you mentioned Dr. Norm Shealy, and so, class, all I know is that what Dr. Shealy said on the air the last time he was on, he was not on Monday, but before that, the Monday before that, and he talked about how he hugged someone who had the vaccination and had a heart attack, and then Dr. Shealy ended up with a stroke. That's I'm paraphrasing, but that's what Dr. Shealy said. So Dr. Shealy is in my prayers for a speedy and full recovery. And, you know, I'd like to ask that if you pray, if you'd consider adding Dr. Shealy to your prayers. He is a senior USA Prepares instructor. He was the first full-time instructor here. He's been with us 2 hours a week for over 10 years. And he's a great person, wonderful man, kind, generous, charitable, and I believe he could benefit from our prayers. And he had a stroke, and we think that he's 95% recovered. At least that was my take. And a little bit of trouble with speech, but his mind is there. So a little more recovery would be wonderful. And that's what I'm praying for. And I don't have any other news. If I did, you know, I'd probably share it with you. But I don't. All I know is that I talked to him, the last time I talked to him was on the air. So if you want to listen to it, you can go to the, not Monday's archive, but the Monday before, and you can hear it for yourself. You can hear what he said. And we went at length about the virus shedding. And is COVID real? Absolutely. Is the vaccination deadly? Absolutely. Is there shedding? Absolutely. Is it a bioweapon? Absolutely. So all the things that Vincent Finelli, and I'm just speaking for me right now, the things that I've been saying about it being a bona fide death weapon, and I said that in the beginning, 2 years ago, I hold by it. It's immutable with me, and the evidence is all around you. And I have another comment, Rich. I asked a friend who got the vaccination, two of them. I said, don't do it, don't do it. Your other dear friend said, don't do it, don't do it. He did it. Why'd you do it? He said, because I didn't want to get COVID. I didn't want to get COVID. That's what he said. Now, I think that's what everybody would say. They didn't want to get COVID. Nobody wants to get COVID. But getting the vaccine, an unknown liquid delivered by somebody you hardly know, if you know them at all, is nuts. The next thing is I asked a relative on the East Coast, extended family. I said, so do you know anybody who voted for the plagiarist? Yeah, yeah. I said, well, are they happy with that decision? No. No, they're not happy with that decision. Okay. So why do you think they voted for that guy? And it's always the same answer. Everyone I ask has the same exact phraseology. Quote, because I hate Donald Trump, end quote. So I talked to a guy who lives around here, and that's what he said. You know, I voted for Biden because I hate Trump. And my extended family member said he still has friends who voted for that guy because his friends hate Donald Trump. And people feel that they have no choice. I didn't vote for either of those guys. And I don't plan on voting in any future elections because they're rigged and my vote doesn't count. And neither does yours, in my opinion. I don't know how much longer we're going to be able to say these things. I guess we'll all find out on the same day. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A court record unsealed Monday states Virginia Giuffre says she was sexually trafficked to Britain's Prince Andrew by Jeffrey Epstein, accepted a $500,000 payment in 2009 to settle her lawsuit. For the second time in 24 hours, a United States-led coalition in Iraq says it has foiled a drone attack on a base hosting U.S. troops. An official of the International Military Coalition said on Tuesday two armed drones were shot down as they approached the base in western Anbar province. Iran is demanding the trial and death of former President Trump and his Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Mr. Pompeo on Fox News.
You have a nation state, the world's largest state-sponsored terror, very capable, saying that they're going to arouse every Muslim in the world to martyr President Trump and me. That's something that's not been done before. It's a real security risk, and I think it tells you something about how they're thinking about this administration.
USA Radio News.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Although mask mandates are mandatory in many U.S. cities across America, COVID-19 continues to spread, leading many to believe masks don't work. Dr. Jay Bhattacharya on Fox News gives his opinion.
I mean, the mandates have put many people in a tough spot. A lot of people who worked through the epidemic, got COVID, recovered, are actually pretty well protected against getting COVID and spreading it, are being forced to decide to whether they want a vaccine or not. And, you know, generally, I would recommend the vaccine, but I can understand people that don't want it in that situation. And the vaccine mandates have basically forced them to make the decision. A lot of people have left their jobs as a result, been forced out of their jobs as a result. I think it's made staffing shortages worse, and it hasn't stopped the disease from spreading, as you can see from the vast numbers of cases we've seen in heavily vaccinated places. The vaccine is great for protecting against severe disease, but not so good against stopping the disease from spreading.
U.S. officials reported a record number of new COVID cases on Monday with over 1 million new infections. A total of 1,082,549 new coronavirus cases were reported Monday. That's according to data from Johns Hopkins University. The Omicron variant continues to be the culprit. On a seven-day average, the U.S. COVID cases are at a record 363,592 per day as of 6 a.m. Monday. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. And please, I'm going to need every second because I'm not going to get through 50% of what I got prepared for today. And it's these are wake-up call information articles. Okay, the next article, and before you even go to that, you mentioned Biden, because I'm not going to get to a lot of general news. I'm going to get to some. Basically, his nominee worked for the SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, and basically claimed requiring proof of citizenship is voter suppression. And Biden says, regarding illegal immigrants to vote, he says, whatever it takes. it takes. I want you to think about, you know, it sounds like it's stupid people running the show, but it's also treasonous, seditious people running the show. Okay, going back to healthcare. FDA warns that Pfizer's experimental COVID pills cause life-threatening reaction when used with many common medications. That's called contraindications. When you look at a package insert, folks, you got to look at not just contraindications, but adverse events and side effects. If you really read the PIs, I guarantee you, 99% of you wouldn't be taking these Rockefeller drugs. And I want you to think about all the people exempt from the jab. Never mind liability of Big Pharma, which are also exempt from the jab. But Congress, the CDC, the FDA, White House, U.S. Postal Service workers, Health and Human Service employees, millions of illegal unvetted immigrants, millions of Chinese exchange students. I want you to think about this. The people who are asking you to take this experimental jab that's killing, as per some of the studies that I'm offering with you, never mind adverse events, but the killing of people, the murdering, the genocide of people in the hundreds of thousands and the millions that I've offered to you live on the air, the same people have exemptions from taking the jab who are telling you to do it. Please use common sense and logic. Next, New Zealand pays doctors to euthanize COVID-19 patients. You really don't think it's about depopulation, huh? Next, National Guard increasingly being deployed to staff hospitals to sell the COVID surge narrative of ahead of future lockdowns to create more fear and hysteria. Think about this, folks. Federal government has allocated $73 billion for COVID-19 testing, so where are the tests? Remember last week I talked to you about George Soros, I think it was Gates, I can't remember off the top of my head, bought a UK company for COVID testing? You still want to know where the $73 billion went, folks? Next, over 150 studies that find that wearing masks make no difference stopping the spread of the China virus. Because the micron size of a mask, any mask, doesn't stop a virus. This is getting, you know, it's getting so stupid. It's hard for me to actually mention this stuff. Next, boosters could damage your immune system, says New York Times and scientists. Next, 95% of Omicron cases are vaccinated. 95%, people, are you listening? Next. Australia admits widespread severe reactions from COVID jabs, offers compensation payments to the victims. That's called hush money, folks. Hush money. Next, New York COVID hospitalizations surge to top 2021 levels. Omicron quintuples risk of breakthrough cases as vaccines fail. Because the vaccines create the variants. The vaccines create everything. Look, when you have your immune system getting decreased, and it's been proven by thousands of studies, I don't care what you're going to get something, including death. Next, Brazilian reporter collapses on live TV 5 days after taking the jab. Next. Healthy 57-year-old Nashville doctor dies shortly after receiving the Pfizer vaccine, but yet the media blames the death on, guess what? COVID. That's right. All right, I'm going to go to general news here, folks, because I don't have time. Undocumented ballots, the reason for fraud at Detroit's TCF Center. Quote, I literally watched thousands of unverified ballots get run through the machines. I was going to go into deep detail, but I'm just going to mention some bullet points. Members of the Democrat Party, Detroit poll workers, supervisors, and officials allegedly intimidated and removed and obstructed GOP and nonpartisan challengers, and most importantly, refused to record their challenges. There was all these people, brave people coming forward with it, signing affidavits, the whole work. And they all get thrown aside. And the Gateway Pundit folks did a great, at least a six-part series titled We Caught Them, deep state operative Don Berlin presented bogus election dossier to President Trump before 1-6. Now January 6th committee is using this to claim insurrection and take down President Trump. We have to ask ourselves, is he being intimidated with something or threatened with something or blackmailed with something for saying that the vaccines are safe and effective? Because every baby in the forest knows that is not true. The deep state used operative Don Berlin multiple times to produce garbage dossiers for several specific purposes. Russian collusion, Las Vegas shooter, and the 2020 election are just some examples. Berlin prepared and presented his 2020 election dossier to President Trump before January 6th. It was a setup. The January 6th committee is now using this document to claim President Trump was involved in the insurrection. I wish I had more time, folks. You need to go to the Gateway Pundit and look. This, I just read a couple of excerpts from part three. I am not kidding you. Okay. Next. MSNBC's Hassan says 21 million Americans are open to using force to restore the presidency to Donald Trump. Let me basically, in a nutshell, tell you what this is. They're telling you that they're going to use FBI informants, feds, and basically followers to create fear, violence, and blame it on patriots. And from what I've read, folks, pretty much every patriot group in America, listen up, has been infiltrated in this country. Every one. And that's what they're doing. They're inciting violence. They're creating a database on people so they can be arrested, just like January 6th. All planned, all fake and phony. Look at Ray Epps and all the Fed operatives that were caught with literally pushing people through. It was all planned. We've given tons of this information. Next. California is now a universal vote-by-mail state. In other words, California is 100% rigged, just like Vince was saying. Next, globalist corporation begins seizing farmland in America's under eminent domain to halt food production in the name of climate change fighting. Yeah, are you hearing this, folks? Who are the three biggest... Remember these? I remember these articles. Three biggest landowners in America. Who are they? Gates, China, Bezos. Are you seeing? You don't have to read between the lines here, people. Next, Jimmy Dore goes off on Rachel Maddow, calling her a lying propagandist who gets $30,000 a day to shill for Pfizer and the military-industrial complex. Left-wing billionaire George Soros installs Marxist district attorneys who openly permit felonies leading to historic crime. Next, lawyers for five men charged with conspiring to kidnap Michigan governor want charges dropped because the FBI set them up. Come on, people. Next. Feds finally admit to running secretive DOJ commandos, in quote, at the January 6th Trump protest, because they're all on video. This 14,000 hours of video, the Capitol's not even given up. That's like just convicting somebody without due process, like all those poor people in jail for January 6th, and not showing any evidence. Unbelievable. Maskless OAC flees New York to chill in Florida. She was caught basically saying, oh, the reason why they caught me is because Republicans are mad that they can't date me. You can't make this vanity up. And then she got caught again at a drag queen event, no mask, no social distancing, kissing and hugging people on film while she's killed her economy in New York through tyrannical controls, and everybody else is forced in lockdowns and masks and have no freedom. So she goes to a free state on vacation with her boyfriend, who happens to be white, who she hates white people because she said it a million times. You can't make this stuff up, folks. Next. pardon me, I wish I had more time. Washington Democrats, the state of Washington, is pushing a bill to reduce penalties for drive-by shootings. Oh, I wish I had more time. Ghislaine Maxwell found guilty of helping Epstein sexually abuse teen girls. She was the scapegoat, folks. All the black books, all the videos of sex with children, especially young female children, all these people get a pass. She was the scapegoat. It was a distraction, a diversion. Theater. Next, the Great Depression for the 21st century, says Robert Kiyosaki. He's betting on gold, silver, Bitcoin, and housing will eventually crash, and he's planning on buying things up after the crash. Next, FDIC chair resigns, warns Democrat is launching a hostile takeover, you think? Next, crazy climate fanatics chainsaw down 1,000 trees in New York City while they're claiming it to save the planet. Look, that's one of the reasons climate we have carbon footprints so bad is because we're not logging the forest anymore. They're burning up. We need forestry practices. Next, no criminal charges for Andrew Cuomo. How many times have we said this? He could have doinked any woman he wanted. I told you this was just a distraction. And not only is he not getting criminal charges for the whatever sexual stuff he did, he's also not getting charges for the 12,000 to 15,000 elderly people murdered in New York. So you New Yorkers who are listening right now, your grandfathers, your grandmothers, your parents, they were murdered by these type of people. So every time you go over the Tappan Zee Bridge, think of the Cuomos because that's the new name of the bridge. They literally murdered 12 to 15 million elderly parents and grandparents. What are you going to do about it, people? Next, business is so good at the Let's Go Brandon store that they're expanding. Oh, my gosh. Elementary school bans jingle bells over racism. Can't make this stuff up. Annual moving survey. Top five outbound states run by Democrats. The top 1% of Americans have taken $50 trillion from the bottom 90%. Think about that, folks. It's not about equality, fairness, talents, diversity, and...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Here's the rest of the headline. Quote, secret commandos with the authority to shoot to kill were at the Capitol on January 6th under Trump's orders over fears of a terrorist attack or a plot to attack Pence or a member of Congress, report claims, end quote. Daily Mail. That's co.uk. Rich, back to you.
Thank you. I'm just going to, folks, I'm just going to rattle off as many articles as I possibly can because we're down to seconds. Pennsylvania Democrat commissioner charged with raping a 15-year-old boy. By the way, he's out on the streets on bail. Next, first AI murder attempt. Alexa tells a child to touch a live outlet with a penny. Look, if any of you guys have any of this artificial intelligence in your home, especially Alexa, you need to get rid of it. That's why they put in smart meters. That's why they make it be smartphones. They're collecting data on you. And they don't care how they convict you. They don't care if they make it up. It doesn't matter anymore. We don't have any more rule of law.
Rich.
Next, New York bill threatens basic rights of citizens
to force
COVID vaccinations and quarantine camps. This is a bill. And I also read that New York has a bill also saying you can't burn wood because of your carbon footprint. What does that affect, folks? The poorest of the poorest. Next, jailbreak. Dem judge releases 110 Houston defendants charged with capital murder because of COVID. Think about what these articles I'm going to mention to you, folks. We've been infiltrated. This is a takedown and a takeover by people who have sold out America. They're American sellouts. Thousands of prisoners released because of COVID. Another way the Biden regime is flooding society with violent criminals. Next, while Americans slept Thursday night, World Atlantic Flight 695 transported a full flight of illegal immigrants. Look, we've talked about these flights going to Texas, going to Florida. At least 70 got caught in Florida. Biden's Trojan Horse is the title of this article. From Afghanistan and across the southern border, Biden is bringing unvetted military-age men from around the globe to the U.S. This is no accident. We've talked about this. We've given proof. All articles published in the public domain. Pennsylvania Governor Wolf is not honest. Huge number of planes coming into Pennsylvania carrying mostly, guess who? Illegal immigrant adults, not children. Why do you think that is, folks? Next. Cover-up continues. Police in rape gangs, hotspot, not recording ethnicity of abusers. How many times have I given articles where the author literally says, if you're a white woman and you call the police because you were raped by somebody of color, you're a racist. I've given several of those around the world. Next. Billionaires, including George Soros, established Good Information Inc. Good Information Inc. to try to discredit independent media sources that expose the illegal globalists. See, this is what they do. Everything seems like benevolent information. Oh, it's for the good of the people. It's not, folks. It's just the opposite. Believe anything that comes from the powers that be, just take it a 180, because it's going to be the opposite. Next, Afghan migrant arrested after woman stabbed and teen raped. Next, judge now seals the book on the Maxwell case, protecting pedophile abusers of children in Epstein's ring across the nation. And that's mostly little children, females. Next, what is a woman? This was on Jeopardy. The contestant crowned the highest earning female, guess what, in the show's 57 history? That's right. He was born a man. This is a destruction of females too, folks. A lot of people think, oh, it's about equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity. No, it's not. I just gave you an article where the top 1% of Americans have taken $50 trillion from the bottom 93%, or 90%. I've mentioned thousands of these articles. This is why we talk about the design mind control, the emotion, the subjective emotional opinion, the electromagnetic radiation, the 5G, the trigger words, disruption and behavior modification, virtual reality. It's literally creating a victim group status and a controlled reaction. I mean, how is this really working for you, really? When you have mediocre males competing against females and breaking records all across the nation. How about females being raped in prison? Never mind on the streets, because worldwide rapes are going through the moon. How's that working out for you? Because a male identifies as a female. Or how about females being groomed for decades to play the victim group status card, demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, delegitimizing work, enforcing the group identity politics scam? How about purposeful destruction of families, making females sterile because of the vax, stillbirths, babies dying all over the place, the elite harvesting your babies to harvest their organs and blood, normalizing and illegally pedophilia, divorce rate up, fathers out of the home, marriage rate down. How is this working for you?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.